sempre baccalare del male bene. Si ci picchia bandi, si è baccalare, picchia me.
This is Gerald Celente, and this is Trends This Week. And that was Louis Prima, one of my favorites. Louis Prima and Keely Smith. Yep, remember watching them on New Year's Day one time when I was a little kid. We used to have live TV. And I became a fan of his right away. Whew, what energy. What fun. Okay, a wild week this week. Trends this week. So, of course, the big news on the economic front was Black Friday. What a name, huh? Black Friday. You know why they call it Black Friday? Because that was the time of the year when retailers went from the red to the black. That's right. In the old days, you know, business would, you know, chug along during the year, but then you get that big holiday rush, and that would throw the retail sector from the red in the books to the black in the books. So now, of course, it's become a freak show. You know, people lining up on Thanksgiving to elbow each other and punch and push to get that loss leader item. You know, they... retailers, the big box stores and the big retailers keep hyping. But as we're looking at the data, it's very telling this year, and it's very important to look at because there are a lot of implications of what's going on. It wasn't such a Black Friday this year. The numbers were off. The expectations were down. Didn't live up to the hype. And there are a number of reasons why. Well, everybody's talking about, well, you know, people are shopping online now more than ever, and that's true. But when you look at the data of the web sales and the mobile shoppers that drove sales, according to the data that came in, the average amount Americans spent in key product categories, such as consumer electronics, you know, bigger items, it declined. And then at those big brick-and-mortar retailers, sales were down 1.4%. And, you know, each year the National Retail Association makes a big deal when they come out and they say what Christmas sales are going to be, holiday sales, and they give their projections. Then right after Black Friday and Thanksgiving Day, they usually put out a forecast of what happened on the retail front, but not this year. They didn't provide any data for the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. And there's a reason they didn't do it, I believe, and that is because the numbers aren't good. And there's another reason why the big Black Friday buzz didn't ring so loud this year. And that's because the retailers have been offering these 50, 75% off deals. And if you buy a Macy's card, you get another, you know, you sign up for a Macy's whatever kind of card, you get another 20% off. So what the deal is this. Retail is in a slump. And they took the hype out of it because they've been offering these bargains all year long. You know, I've been around a while. They never used to do this. You know, so this is all new. And it's new because they're trying to promote all year long to boost their profit lines. And then, by the way, you saw what happened right after the holiday and the numbers came in. And the retail sales would, you know, the stocks took a hit. You know, places like Macy's and Kohl's and Walmart's and, you know, they were down a couple of percent right after the holiday. So I'm mentioning retail because it's a canary in the economic mineshaft. And what it's showing is that there's a global slowdown. It's not only in the United States. It's in luxury items, mid-range, low-end, and whether it's in developed markets or emerging markets. You see it in China. You see it in Europe. You see it in the U.S. Sales are down because people have no money like they used to have because the jobs are terrible. So when you look at the real numbers, for example, median household income in the United States is below 1999 levels. Labor force participation rate, it's at 38-year lows. And that's very significant even to use that number because when you go back to the late 70s, you know, there weren't the amount of women in the workforce that they are now. That's when the whole trend began, you know, in earnest, you know, in really a big push. So it's even worse than it looks because you're comparing it to a time when there were less people in the workforce. So now, in percentage-wise, so now you're looking at a slowdown that's really spread throughout the economy and around the world. And it's not being reported like that. They're trying to make it sound as though internet sales is the reason why the Black Friday and Thanksgiving Day sales are off. You know what? I have to say, it's pretty disgusting that people gobble down their turkey to go rush to buy some stuff. I mean, my God, what's happened? But anyway, it's important because it ties into the other trends. Tomorrow, for example, is a big day over there in Europe. And that's the European Central Bank, headed by Mario Draghi, former head of the Goldman Sachs gang's European division before he became head of the ECB. They're going to announce whether or not they're going to do more stimulus. And that's what everybody's waiting for over in the marketplaces, in the equity markets. Will they lower rates to negative interest rates? They're already negative at some point. They're going to go lower. This is unprecedented in world history. Negative interest rates. If you buy a Swiss bond, for example, and you're going to get your money back in 10 years, you're guaranteed to get less money back. You can't make this stuff up. This never happened in the history of the world. They've never had such a thing as negative interest rates. In the United States, they've not raised interest rates since 2006. It's going on almost 10 years. And we, the people, suffer because we have no place to put our money. Because in the old days, when you had a little extra dough, you put it in the bank and you get a thing called interest. And people actually used to retire on their savings that they put in banks. But those days are gone because the banksters have taken over. So tomorrow, the big news is, you know, Draghi is poised to unleash a fresh batch of ECB stimulus. More cheap dough to keep the Ponzi scheme alive. And when I talk about Mario Draghi and Goldman Sachs, you know, this is not a conspiracy theory. You know, people say, you know, there's people. It's going on behind the scenes, and they're manipulating. The president can't do what he wants, and they go on and on, making up these stories rather than calling it what it is. Go back to four words that killed capitalism. Too big to fail. Who was the U.S. Treasury Secretary at the time? It was the CEO of Goldman Sachs, fronting as the Secretary of the Treasury, Henry Paulson under Bush. Who was the guy that put in the motion to kill the Glass-Steagall Act that prevented banks from becoming commercial banks and, in quote, investment banks? Not investment banks, they're casinos that gamble. This Glass-Steagall was put in place during the Great Depression so we would not have what we had before with the markets unraveling in the crash of 29. That was Robert Rubin, former CEO of Goldman Sachs, under Clinton. Democrats, Republicans, murderers and thieves. They both slaughter people around the world in names of bringing democracy and freedom and humanitarian missions, and they steal our money, whether it's too big to fail, tax breaks, loan guarantees, and other special deals. So, the Goldman Sachs gang, they just appointed 3 new heads of regional Federal Reserve banks in Minneapolis, in Philadelphia, in Dallas. Guess what? All the guys are from Goldman Sachs. That's right. Not making this up. There's nobody else out there qualified. Only Goldman Sachs. Add it up. Who is that lowlife of a human being that was the former senator and governor of Jersey that headed MF Global, that robbed me of my money, took it out of segregated accounts when he ran Goldman Sachs gang? MF Global, the former head of Goldman Sachs, John the Slime Corzine. Who's the head of the Bank of England? Mark Carney. Where's he from? Goldman Sachs. Who's the new premier president of Australia? Turnbull. Where's he from? Goldman Sachs. So again, this isn't a conspiracy theory. So 2016 is shaping up to be a volatile year. They're doing everything they can to pump this up. And we're really going to explore this very deeply and how to prepare for what lies ahead in 2016 at our Rejuvenate and Refocus at the Florida Trends Retreat in Naples. It's coming January 10th to 16th, because we're moving into unprecedented times. Nobody's ever seen anything like this before. And then you look what's going on over in, you know, they shot down a Russian, you know, fighter plane that strayed into Turkish territory for 17 seconds. So we have a lot going on geopolitically, economically, socially, and it's not all gloom and doom. Because if you can see what's coming and prepare ahead, you could avoid the worst and profit from the best. And we're going to be doing more and more of that at our Rejuvenate and Refocus Trend Seminar and Trend Retreat in Florida. It's January 10th to 16th. And to speak more about it, we have with us, is she here? Coming up. Well, should be on soon.
Hello?
Hello, hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, doing great. You know, I'm reading the Trends Journal from the spring of this year, and I think one of the most important things, I, of course, as a nurse, there was a whole article on longevity, and my work has been in anti-aging, and that's one of the things I love about the work that you're doing, Gerald, is that you're looking at every facet of one's life. You're making us aware of the truth, and not only are we becoming strong politically and mentally, but you're encouraging us to become strong and resilient physically and really look at the year ahead with all the turmoil and all of the stuff that's coming at us. How about we look at the glass half full and look at the potentials and look at the ways that we can grow? That's what we're doing here. And what I loved about the article is that you stated that the second longevity revolution is one of self-responsibility and whole health healing. That's what we're focusing on. This retreat is for people that not only want to be aware, want the truth of what's going on, but they want to learn how to become strong and resilient in the months ahead and in the years ahead so that they can really live their potential, not just be victims of the crap that we're surrounded with. And I think one of the other things that is the most impressive about the article in that Trends Journal from the spring of 2015 was in the Trend Post. It said, the longing for authentic experiences and personal meaning will continue to drive the trend to simplification. Whether you're under 40, I think it doesn't make a difference how old you are. We have people at these retreats that are from age 21 to age 101. Age is just how many times you've been around the sun, in my opinion. It's what you do with your brief time here that makes you a happy and healthy person or not. So that's the people we're looking for. And just imagine, Gerald, having a group of people, like-minded people, you know, with this strength in numbers, when all of these like-minded people get together and we start cleansing our bodies, you know what you get? You get mental clarity. You get more mental clarity than you've ever had. And I can attest to that because I was one of those people that came to a retreat in the past, and I thought I was pretty healthy, but clearly I wasn't. And when I started eating a healthy diet and exercising and giving myself permission to relax and really enjoy nature and animals and birds, and you're going to be surrounded by that. There's a petting zoo, beautiful animals for you to connect with. When you have that, all of a sudden you get this mental clarity. So your mind isn't clogged up with fear and doubt and what if, and it helps you to stay focused on where you want to go and where you want to be as all of these volatile changes take place right in front of us. That's the people we're looking for. So if people are interested, do you have the number, Gerald?
Of course, yes. It's 845-331-3500, and ask to speak to Taryn. And Luann, you know, you've been doing this for a while, and you really know the ins and outs of it. And it really ties together with what we're doing as well as trend forecasters. You know, we have a system of forecasting trends. It's called Globalnomic. It's not economic. I have a saying that opportunity misses those who view the world from the eyes from behind their desks. It's desk vision. And what this is opening you up, as we do with Globalnomics, we look at considering the term that is attributed to Chief Seattle, all things are connected like the blood which unites us all, to be really on top of the trends and ahead of the news, you have to be in the best shape, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You know, it's more than just a dimension of just reading things and trying to figure out what it is. You have to be in the best shape you can possibly be so that you have the clarity of mind to do this kind of work. And what you explain, Luann, in these retreats and the experiences that people have and had by going to them, you can see it really opens up a whole new fourth dimension that hasn't been touched in the souls of a lot of people and the minds and the hearts.
Well, that's what we're going to be offering. And you know what? Fun. We're going to be having fun. We've got some excursions planned, some of the most beautiful beaches in Florida. It's exquisite. There's museums, there's a zoo, there's fun excursions, and we have a good time. And one of the things you got to be careful of is when you start taking yourself a little too seriously, you got to have fun. So we're going to be doing a lot of that. And it's a lot of people, Gerald, they're in a place where they kind of want to start a new chapter in their life. They're kind of been on the edge, and they're listening, and they're saying, yeah, I want to do that. Yeah, I want to do that. Well, how about some real practical hands-on ways to integrate healthy habits into your day so that it's not like going to these seminars or these retreats where you go and you're all walking on coals and feeling all empowered, and then you go home and you go back to the same old, same old. That's not what these are about. These are empowering retreats where you actually go home with cooking classes. You learn how to make sprouts in your own kitchen. You learn how to eat healthy no matter where you are. I'm on the go a lot, so I have to bring my own food with me. It's so easy to do. And there's always the typical, well, you know, organic food is so expensive. How can I? Yeah, well, when you get rid of the toxic foods that cost a fortune, you have money left over for healthy foods that make you strong and healthy. So this stuff works.
Oh, yeah, it certainly does. You know, I've been practicing whole health healing and, you know, trying to live the best I can now. God, it's over 35 years. And so, you know, I think it was either, you talked about having a great time. I think it was either Jesus, Muhammad, or Buddha, the Quran, or the Bible. I think one of them said, you better boogie before the lights go out because tomorrow is iffy, you know. So this is about all that. And again, there's that whole other dimension that you can only get in one place, and that is how to forecast, analyze, and seize opportunities from emerging trends. And, you know, we're the brand, the Trends Journal, Trends Research Institute, and we're going to be exploring not only what's going to be happening in the year ahead and how to prepare for it, but also how you can do it, just as you considering, you know, living a healthy lifestyle, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. How are you going to live a lifestyle where you don't become a victim of these things, these trends, and the madness that's going on around you, and be ahead of the curve? So we're going to be giving people what has taken us, you know, we've been forecasting trends since 1980, the secrets and insights of what we've learned over the years so they could apply it in their own lives, so that they can profit from the emerging opportunities and not get caught in the dangers that lurk ahead because of the propaganda, particularly coming out of, for example, in the business field, when you turn on the mainstream media. Everything is okay. Yeah, we're in a recovery. The fundamentals of the economy are sound.
And we have ISIS under control, don't you know?
Yeah. Yes, you know, yeah, we got the best and the brightest working with us.
Yeah. So listen, for people that want to have this once-in-a-lifetime experience, and we have never done a retreat like this ever, this is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We have a limited amount of space. We are filling up. So call right now. The number is 845-331-3500, and you go to extension 103. That will get you to where you get signed up. So call 845-331-3500, extension 103. And Gerald, I wonder if we could play a couple of clips from people who have been to retreats before, and without your flavor to it, even just being in the environment, I'd like to share some of the things that other people had to say.
That'd be wonderful, Luann.
Hi, my name is Mumtaz Ibrahim. I have been here 2 weeks. I have never in my whole life been to a place which is so wonderful. I've been a flight attendant in the past, and I've traveled the whole world, but I've never seen this much kindness. Love, oh my God, I don't have the words to describe it. We are so pleased. My cousin came from South Africa and she's doing so well. I don't know, I'm going to cry now. This has been so wonderful. The gardens here are beautiful. I mean, there's lots of flowers, they take care of their yard, there's massage therapy here, there's a pool you can get into, there's exercise, there's nothing lacking here. So we're really, really thrilled and very thankful to Gary and Luann. They have taken such good care of us. I would recommend this to everybody. I have never had a vacation like this before. This has just been wonderful. And thank you, Gary. Yeah, my cousin has end-stage multiple sclerosis. She has tried everything in the last... She's had it for 23 years, and last 13 years she's been trying everything natural. She had stem cell therapy. She's had laser therapy. I mean, I don't know, countless of therapies. and she's has not seen as much difference as she has seen such a short while. So we are very excited for her, and I feel she's going to be walking out of here really happy and healthy. I mean, you can't get over multiple sclerosis overnight, so, but she's doing so well, and we are just absolutely thrilled. And I'm so happy that she took the time to fly 19 hours to get here. So it's well worth it. It was very fruitful. And we are hoping better things for her. And thank you, Gary. It's been wonderful.
I was very surprised when I got here that there was so much unity of the people thinking the same way in the positive manner. I've taken classes on positively thinking, and this is beyond that. It's really great. I came here, of course, with I'm diabetic, and I've gotten very good treatment here, good advice. Things are turning around for me. I'm getting stronger. My legs are almost dead when I got here. Very tired legs. Today, I can walk 2 miles. And that's very unusual for me. I only used to take my dogs out at night for one block, had to turn around, come home. I just couldn't walk any further. Now, I can do wonders. Of course, I have a heart condition, and I've been taking treatments for that. And I have no problems. I really have no problems. The biggest thing I'm going to take away from here is the lectures. The food, my wife already has started with the vegan diets and so on and so forth. And they're wonderful. They're great. I'm going to miss the people very, very much. But I have a lot of things to talk over with my wife, things I've experienced here, and good experiences. But the point is that the lectures, their learning process, the facts that are given to us and the proof behind the facts. I mean, I never knew things were happening this way in the world today. Here, in politics, in religion, whatever the case is. It's just, you have a problem with, you want to know something about something out in the world, about where you, that's part of your world as well. You come here. You can ask that question, you get an answer. It is truly amazing, especially, you know, I'm into politics. I'm not a politician, but I like to see, view the news and all the politicians and who's going to win, who's going to lose, and why and where. But I'm amazed at some of these. Some are worse than others, but there is no, I've learned, and I put my own label on it, I can't depend on anybody, any politician, for example, but myself and what I know to be true. And I'm finding out more facts and figures here. And that's what I've taken away from, I'll be taking away from here, from all these different talks that we've had. It's just wonderful. And I really appreciate that. And I want to thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Null, for the opportunity to come here and get to know you and attend all the classes with you. Okay?
So there you have it. And these are just a couple of people who have had some amazing experiences. I just want to summarize what people are going to get when they come to your retreat. Besides being exposed to all of your work, Gerald, Gary Null will be there doing lectures as well. We have exercise classes. We power walk. We have a pool, and it's going to be in January, so what better place to go in January than a warm place with a pool? You're going to be having organic vegan cuisine. So delicious. And usually people don't put organic and gourmet together, but you're going to see how you can make simple foods taste absolutely exotic and mouth-wateringly delicious. So I think that that's going to be very helpful for people. We're going to have stress management classes. We'll have yoga. And we even have a yoga teacher that incorporates dance into yoga, if you could imagine that. It's going to be fun. It's going to be an upbeat atmosphere. And it's for people who are basically optimistic, happy, and looking to, again, be their absolute best. We are not looking for angry, critical people. We're not looking for the pessimists who want to project their cynicism and sarcasm on people. We don't want people who are angry activists who are just projecting their anger. Those people we're not looking for, because they're just going to be angry anyway, no matter what we offer them. So we want people that are ready to get empowered, that are ready to learn how to have self-responsibility and really integrate some healthy habits into their life, have a blast, and eat healthy. We're going to have art classes as well. Art is healing. I'll be doing health counseling on everybody. Every single guest who comes will have health counseling. So it's going to be a real well-rounded vacation. This isn't the kind of vacation, Gerald, for people that want to just sit around and veg out and pig out and lay around. These are for people that want to walk away feeling great about themselves, about the people around them, and the world that they live in, given all of the volatile changes that are coming. So call the number. The number is, where'd it go?
1-845-331-3500 and ask for Taryn Clark, and she'll give you all the information that you need. And as you know so well summarized, Luann, this is a once in a lifetime, and it's for the first time we've ever done this, where we're offering a truly holistic seminar retreat to not only learn the art and science of trend forecasting and how to profit from the top trends of 2016. But as you point out, you'll be there and Gary Null, and it is truly a mind, body, and spirit experience that I'm certain that everyone will benefit from. And you made it clear too, this isn't for the doomsayers, the negative. These are the people that want to move ahead, stay ahead, and get on top of the game in their own game, and really create beauty, greatness, and joy in the year ahead. And this is the foundation for doing it, January 10th to 16th. What a way to kick off the new year.
I'm so looking forward to it. I hope everybody calls. The number is 845-331-3500. Ask for Taryn Clark, T as in Thomas, A-R-Y-N, Taryn, and she'll get you signed up and registered. And as soon as that happens, I'll be sending out a welcome letter to everyone with all the details and all the contact numbers, and we'll get you in. And, I'm so looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing you there, too.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you and being there with everyone. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, there we go, and here we move forward. This is going to be something like nobody's ever seen before. I mean, the dynamics of the personalities and the natural healing icon, Gary Null and Luann and the other people there, and of course we're going to have other people besides myself speaking about trends, the future, and how to profit from what lies ahead. So this is really going to be, as I said, a rejuvenate and refocus at the Florida Trends Retreat, this week long from January 10th to 16th, that's going to put you on the head of the news, on top of the trends, and preparing you for what lies ahead spiritually, emotionally, and physically. So I do hope that you can make it, because space is limited and it'll be on the first come, first serve basis. So again, the number to call is 845-331-3500, Taryn Clark, that's T-A-R-Y-N, extension 103. So moving on to more trends this week, and I was talking about the economy, because that's what a lot of people obviously are interested in, because If you're not making any money and things are getting tough, what are you going to do to make some? So people ask me about gold. You know, gold's taking a hit. There's no question about it. But I'm bullish on gold. And why shouldn't I be? Because when you look at the facts and you put things together, you can see where things are heading. We are in a deflationary cycle right now. You're looking at iron ore, for example. Iron ore is, you know, that's a fundamental of growing economies. And in 2011, it was selling at almost $200 a metric ton. Well, now it's selling for under $40 a metric ton. Oil, you know, go back to June 2014. It was selling about $115 a barrel. Today, Brent crude, $43 a barrel. Aluminum, copper, zinc, from corn to grains, dairy products. The Bloomberg Commodity Index right now is at 1999 levels. There's a global slowdown, which again, what about gold? Well, as I mentioned, these other commodities that I was talking about, this is basically a supply and demand issue. So, with too much supply and not enough demand, what's going on? People aren't buying this stuff. That's why prices are down. But there's a different situation when it comes to gold. U.S. demand for gold bars and coins, you ready for this? It's up 207% this year. 207%. Demand for oil, demand for copper, demand for iron ore, demand for nickel, it's down. So the U.S. buyers are actually buying more coins and bars than they did in any other quarter over the past 5 years. And according to the World Gold Council, gold is up 8% year to date. And in the U.S., demand growth is up 62%. The people see what's going on. And not over here, go over to Europe. Look what's going on with the refugee crisis. And by the way, no one talks about, hey, how did this refugee crisis happen? Let me see now. It couldn't be because Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Susan Rice, Samantha Powers, French President Sarkozy launched the war against Gaddafi that destabilized the entire region of North Africa. And in the first couple of months, over 500,000 people, according to the United Nations, left Libya as the United States and its coalition of the killing bombs away. And people weren't flooding out of Libya into Italy and Greece when Gaddafi was in power. No, that was the richest country in Africa. Like him or hate him, people had the best life, best standard of living of anybody around that area. And he had made a deal with the Italians and the Europeans that people wouldn't be flooding out of Libya into Europe, and he kept that deal. So as soon as they destroyed the place, people started flowing out. And of course, there are the lovely wars in Iraq that the United States now has boots back on the ground, despite the pledge from Obama not to do that, as well as Syria, by the way, last night. And our Trends in the News broadcast, when you subscribe to the Trends Journal, And our website, of course, is trendsresearch.com. We do Trends in the News each weekday night. And we played a clip of Obama pledging that there would not be boots on the ground in Iraq and Syria. And, of course, backtracked Barack, backtracked again. And now there are boots back on the ground. So they destroyed Syria, destroyed Afghanistan, destroyed Iraq, destroyed Libya. You think, oh, I forgot about Yemen. The United States and its coalition of the killing, led by Saudi Arabia, the beheaders-in-chief, up to 200 this year, 200 public beheadings and 50 on the line. Bombing Yemen doesn't even make the news. Over 7,000 innocent people killed and destroyed the poorest country. They're destroying it in the Middle East, going back to gold. So what's going on over there in Europe? Well, demand has climbed 35% in the September quarter because the people see the destruction going on around them. And then going back to all things are connected, and it brings it back to the retreat, by the way. All things are connected, like the blood which unites us all. Go back to my beginning of this Trends this week, talking about Mario Draghi poised to unleash a fresh batch of ECB stimulus, which means more cheap dough pumped into the system, negative interest rates, anything to drive up the equity markets and keep this fraud going. That's why people are buying gold. So it's not only in Europe, not only in the U.S., in China, investment demand has grown 70%. Gold jewelry picked up 15% sales in India. And this is during a quiet time. So you can see what's going on. The facts are before us. This is a lull before the storm. And the people that are watching what's going on economically are trying to protect themselves. I don't give financial advice. I don't tell people what to do, what to invest in. The motto of the Trends Journal, the Trends Research Institute, and by the way, this conference coming up, is think for yourself. I mean, we don't tell you how to think. And these are, you know, as Luann said, like-minded people. I would also say open-minded people. You know, you're not fixed into any one way of thinking. Like people that call themselves Republicans and Democrats and liberals and conservatives are. They can't break out of their political religions, so it stops them from thinking freely. They don't want to admit that the gods, the political gods that they believe in, are frauds, phonies, cowards, liars, freaks, and fools. So when you look at what's going on, the only reason we believe gold prices are going down, and they're down about $8 as I'm speaking today to $10.54, is because the central banks are doing everything they can to discourage the purchase of gold by the average person, particularly in the commodity markets where it's traded heavily. But having said that, even central banks are buying up more gold. That's right, not making that up. Central banks' purchases were 175 tons. That's near the record high level for the same period last year. So they know what's going on. Because if gold prices start spiking, people will be bailing out of these useless currencies because all they're doing is printing this digital money not worth the paper it's not printed on. Again, gold demand is increasing. The facts are there. But when you look at the other commodities, demand is down. Because there's an oversupply of product and a lack of money among people around the world to buy these products. So you have a global slowdown. And it's not a conspiracy theory to suggest that gold prices are being manipulated. The fact, the hard fact, is six major banks were convicted, not charged, convicted of felonies for rigging the LIBOR rates, the interest rates, and the Forex markets. Those are the currency markets. Currency markets, by the way, are traded at over $5 trillion a day. Rigged. The facts are there. They were rigged. Not one head of the White Shoe Boy Club on Wall Street went to jail or anywhere else around the world. Only we, the little people, get hit with the big fines and pay. You know, you have to obey the letter of the law, but not the big guys. No, not when you have fascism running the show. So you know that these are being rigged. The facts are there. I also believe they're rigging the gold markets, the silver markets, so that they discourage people from buying it, so that they keep their phony currencies propped up. And that's all it is. It's a phony currency game. And again, you know, you look at the facts that came out on this, you know, this Black Friday. The numbers stink. You look what's going on, as I said, with commodity prices. The reason they're going down, it's very clear. There's a global economic slowdown. And the more money they keep pumping in there to prop this up, the cheaper their currencies become. You know, you look what's going on around the world, and you can see the facts of them. You know, you're looking now at the euro, for example. You know, it's down to $1.05. So if you're a European, now everything you're buying is going to cost more money. And now they're going to, with this new round of stimulus, the currency's even going to get cheaper. So do you want to hold those cheap euros, or do you want to have gold? Think for yourself. Hey, how about those Brazilian reals that are down about 40% over the year? The Canadian loonie, yeah, it's down about 25% year to date against the dollar as the oil markets decline and their big export product isn't worth what it used to be. Or would you rather own gold? So again, I think that, you know, for the long term, I always say that I hold gold for my golden years, and which are coming up quick. Actually, I'm there already. You know, but we're talking about the retreat, and that's one of the big things. You know, one of the top trends of 2016. You know, baby boomers are babies no more. That's right. You're going to be 70 years old, the first wave of baby boomers. Yep, and I'm riding that wave. So that's what a lot of this is about, too, because artful aging is a major trend. And as you're securing yourself for your future years to be financially sound, again, you could put your money in the banks. By the way, if you put them in the banks in some countries like Denmark and other European countries, you have to pay to keep your money there over a certain amount. So that's negative interest rates. So going back again and tying it back together with protecting yourself for the golden years and being in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, in your golden years, and to find those new riches within yourself that haven't been mined yet, that's a lot of what this conference is going to be about as well. Besides learning the fundamentals of trends, besides preparing for the year ahead, to be ahead of the news and on top of the trends, seizing the opportunities and avoiding the dangers, this is truly a whole health mind, body, and spirit retreat. And again, I urge everyone to consider joining us for a retreat seminar of a lifetime. And again, that number is 845-331-3500. And looking at some other major trends this week, as I keep mentioning, war talk is heating up, and there's not a peep about peace. And please go to our other website, OccupyPeace.us, and do anything you can to help push this peace and prosperity movement forward. Because with peace comes prosperity, and that's not just a, you know, a throwaway line. I believe someone really made it clear. I don't think you could call him a commie leftist pinko back in the day. His name was General Dwight D. Eisenhower, former president of the United States, two-term Republican, supreme commander of the Allied forces in Europe during World War II, a man that saw war and hated it because he saw the bloodshed and tragedy of it, rather than trying to promote it with cheap lines from the presidents and prime ministers and chancellors that drum up the sounds of war to get young people to go fight and bleed and die for nothing. His farewell address, again, peace and prosperity is not a cheap line, not a throwaway line. He warned us that the military-industrial complex is 1960. Was robbing us of the genius of the scientists, the sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children. Here we are. He was right. So, in talking about changing the future, it can be done. Particularly when you look at the little freaks that are leading us to war. Look at this little guy Hollande over there in France. A nothing of a boy. Talking tough. And what do they do now that they had that terror attack over there? They just rob the people of their rights, that's all. And the young people is signing up to go to war. A little guy, a little boy Bush, that blew the horn for war of terror. How could anybody listen to that clown? How could anybody listen to an Obama or a Hillary Clinton or all these other mad men and women that keep taking us to war as our nation goes down? And all they have for it is a track record of failure. And now they're doubling up on that failure by going to war some more. Look at this big, massive rally they had for climate change. What did it accomplish? Nothing. Zero. Nada. But Occupy Peace is a movement to change the direction. It's an action plan for peace. Number one, close all the military bases overseas. Honor thy founding fathers. No foreign entanglements, beginning with Washington's farewell address. A man that fought in war, led the charge of the warriors in the American Revolution. No foreign entanglements. Benjamin Franklin, Adams, Jefferson, one after another, wise men, no foreign entanglements. So we have an action plan. Number two, when we bring the troops home, we build our rotted infrastructure. It stinks. Anybody that travels around the world and comes back home is ashamed of what would happen to this country. So rather than building highways in Afghanistan to enrich the military-industrial complex, let's have them build them over here and rebuild them. Where they have about 61% of our bridges are in dilapidated shape. $11 trillion to repair the infrastructure. Other one. Now we're back in war in Iraq and Syria, and Congress has not voted for it. Force Congress to vote to go to war. It's against the Constitution. We are invading countries illegally. Can anybody say that? We're in Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Congress has never voted to go to war. And finally, on each state ballot, a referendum, where we the people will tell Congress how to vote to go to war. Because we're the ones that pay for it with our money and our lives. This guy, the little boy over there in Texas, this guy Thornberry, or Dingleberry, whatever his name is, a congressman, talking tough how we have to send more troops on the ground. Send yourself, send your kids. Pelosi, Feinstein, all the Lindsey Graham, all of you guys, all you fat mouths, go lead the charge, send your money, send your kids. Yeah, Hillary, send Chelsea. So rather than beating the drums for war, we're beating the drums for peace, because you can see where this is going. The economies are failing. When all else fails, they take you to war. And boy, are those war drums beating louder. And the charge for war growing louder. So you can see where the economy is. You can see where war is heading. And as Samuel Adams said, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. And that's what we're going to be doing at the retreat coming up. We're going to set those brush fires of freedom and keep them burning till we change the course in history. Hey, if you don't think you can, you know, then maybe you think their mother's better than yours. But speaking for myself, let's just call it even. So I also believe in what Andrew Jackson said. One man with courage makes a majority. And we'll have plenty of men and women of courage at the upcoming conference, July 10th to 16th in Naples. Let's lead the charge for peace, freedom, prosperity, joy, health, and beauty. The future is in our hands. So it's up to us to change it. Unless you want them to do it for you. But you know me. Think for yourself. So, this is Gerald Celente. That's Trends This Week. Check us out at our website, trendsresearch.com. It's the only place where you'll get history before it happens. Put you ahead of the trends, on top of the news, to seize the opportunities and avoid the dangers. And of course, besides the Trends Journal, we do Trends This Week, Trends Monthly, and every weekday night, Trends in the News.